I'm here with Chris Phillips, South End United reporter. We're looking at Friday's 3-0 win over Mansfield. Chris, sounded like an eventful game Friday.
Definitely, certainly in the first half at Roots Hall. Certainly had plenty to write about in the first 45 minutes. South End started like a house on fire in the opening 15 minutes. Should really have been 3 or 4 nil up before Anthony Straker put them ahead with a fine finish from Kevin Hurst's cross. After that, they remained on top. A couple of red cards, one apiece from either side. And then one of the strangest goals you're ever going to see. Won't be too many more like that this season, that's for sure. A looping header from Mansfield defender carried over his own goal line by the goalkeeper. So certainly busy. It was a struggle trying to keep up with what was going on in the first half, if you're being entirely honest as a reporter. But very pleasing night for Southend. Certainly up there with probably the best performances of the season so far. And it came, funnily enough, after one of their worst at Newport the week before.
So we need some consistency?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Phil Brown touched on that after the game. When you have an inexperienced side, that brings inconsistency. And you've got that with Southend at the moment. There aren't too many options for him to change. So that brings a settled side. So realistically, that should mean the consistency is there. But they're lacking experience at the moment. That's a problem. Phil Brown obviously can't go out and bring people into the football club due to the embargo and everything like that that's been mentioned previously in the Echo. But there's players coming back now. Michael Timlin, he's an experienced head. Mark Laird, he's got quite a lot of experience behind him as well. So those two, and obviously Mark Phillips coming back from suspension shortly as well. There's three experienced players coming back into the occasion very soon, and hopefully that will be able to make a difference for Southend, and their being there with the games that they've played in the past can bring that consistency that's lacking.
Morecambe now, FA Cup.
Yeah, not particularly nice draw that. I was close to tears watching that on the telly when that one got drawn out. It's a million miles away, isn't it? I think it's 560 mile round trip before we go to Exeter as well the weekend after that. So certainly covering plenty of ground at the moment watching Southend United. But it's a break from the pressures of the league. Southend haven't done too well in the Cup so far this season. They lost in the first round of the JPT and also the first round of the Capital One Cup and also the Essex Senior Cup, if you want to include that one in there as well. So they haven't won in the Cup this year, and that's be something that they'll be looking to put right. But they also have never beaten Morecambe either. I think it's seven previous games between the two sides. Southend have never won any of them, so they're looking to break that hoodoo at the weekend.
Missing Connor Clifford though, how's that going to play out?
Yeah, obviously he got the red card on Friday night. Couldn't really see it too clearly in true Arsene Wenger style at the time, but if you look back at it on the video, I don't think he can have too many complaints about the decision. Both of his feet has left the ground and he's gone in to win the ball, and you just can't tackle like that in the modern game. So he's going to be out for three games now, and it is a concern the number of suspensions that Southend are picking up. They've had four red cards already this season. John White and Luke Prosser, they've also been banned after accumulating five yellow cards. So mentioned before about the size of Southend's squad, they can't afford to keep on having these players banned and suspended, because eventually they're going to run out of players and of similar quality to be able to bring in. But Connor Clifford's done well in the last few games, so yeah, he is going to be a miss. But central midfield for Southend is probably the strongest position in the whole squad. So there's players like Michael Timlin, Ryan Leonard, Will Atkinson, Mark Laird as well, now he is back. There's plenty of competition, so touch wood, he won't be too much of a miss.
Plenty to look forward to. Thanks, Chris.
No worries.